We want to welcome our special guest into the studio. He is the city manager of the city of Portage, and he will be joining us at this time each Wednesday to keep us updated on happenings in the city of Portage. Pat McGinnis is our guest on WKZO. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be here to talk to you this morning. And I wanted to start out by thanking you. I moved to Portage last July, and being a recent transplant, it's been very productive for me to listen to you in the morning and the team here at WKZO to keep up on what's going on in my new community. You know, there's not a lot of that nationwide, but the last town I lived in, we were just talking before I came on about local radio and how important it is to keep us all informed about what's happening in our own backyard. You know, we've got ample access to national and international media on our phones, but to get that local flavor, I really go to your station. I just wanted to say thank you for that before I got started.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. Well, the Portage City Council has set some priorities for fiscal year 2023-24, and we're going to be discussing several of these over the coming weeks. But housing strategies is right at the top of the list. It's a very important topic in Portage, obviously, and in a lot of cities these days are dealing with that situation.
Yeah, it is really come home to roost, particularly in Michigan. I guess it's a nice problem to have. We've spent decades pushing jobs, jobs, jobs. We've done relatively well in that department. Now it's housing, housing, housing. Where are these people going to live? We're reading about new expansions at all of our major employers, and sometimes it seems like an afterthought, and we need to make sure we've got spots for them to live. Upjohn came out with a study, the Upjohn Institute here in Kalamazoo came out with a study in November that identified a shortage of nearly 8,000 housing units by the year 2030. And that's taking into account things that are in the pipeline and likely to develop anyways. So that's a shortage, a predicted deficit of 8,000 units in 2030. So local officials take that to heart. Certainly the Portage City Council has placed it right at the top of their priority list, and that's why we're talking about that first. And they're not letting any grass grow under their feet. The City Council's been extremely active. Last year, we had over 700 new housing units approved, and our previous high was 250 over the last 15 years. So that really says something. And this year, we're off to a real great start. Last night, the City Council had a meeting, and they had three different projects on the agenda to discuss. There was one, it's near the corner of Center and Shaver. It's going to be called Portage Creek Landing. They're looking at 208 units right there. If you picture, there's a Walgreens on the corner, the city fire station and police department's right there, and it's kind of back there, a wooded area next to Central Park. And that 208 units will include 16 live-work units along the road, where the lower level will be a retail space, and then upstairs will be somewhere for that business owner to live. So we're very excited about that mixed-use approach. They also set a public hearing last night for rezoning some property on Lover's Lane from a single-family format to duplexes to get a little higher density there. And then finally, they selected AVB, a local developer, to build up to 72 units on a city property out at 9617 Portage Road. The city currently owns the property, but we're going to partner with AVB to build it's going to be smaller homes, and they're going to be in the attainable class, meaning that they serve that middle income bracket of earners who are, say, educators, healthcare workers, police officers, you know, people in those middle brackets that currently can't find affordable housing.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on in Portage to address this situation in the coming years.
We're really doing everything we can, and there's, you know, the city can't go out or won't go out. We're not going to go out and build our own housing, own our own housing. That's been a failed model in America for a long time, where you build public housing and just give it to people. We need to create a situation where people can earn and build equity, build family wealth, and have that permanent home that they want to live in. The city's plan is rooted in three basic constructs. One is that if you work in Portage, you should be able to live in Portage. Two is that if you live in Portage, you should be able to age in Portage. There shouldn't be economic factors that drive you out of our city. And finally, that our attentions are being focused on that middle income earning group. We think that's where we can have the most impact. And we've only got so much time and capacity, so that's where we're paying attention right now. I did want to just switch to another topic real quick, if I might.
Mm-hmm.
The spring cleanup starts on Monday in Portage. This is an annual extravaganza where you can get rid of all your stuff you want to clean out. Now, there's a very precise schedule, neighborhood by neighborhood, and I encourage people to go online at the Portage website, and it's portage.gov, and you would want to get your things out by 7 a.m. on your day. So go to the website. There's a big list of things that are allowed to go out. Most furniture, most appliances can be placed out there, but we want to avoid construction materials and paints and things like that. So there's quite a long list of what's allowed to be put out. But the one thing I got a kick out of is the advisory says, watch your kids' toys, because we'll pick them up. So if there's a little trike sitting down there next to a refrigerator, that thing's gone. So make sure your kids don't leave their stuff out that night when it's your turn.
Well said. Same for garage and yard sales. You know, if the kids leave their toys around, somebody just might buy them.
That's right. And dad might just take that bid.
Absolutely. We've been talking about the statewide tornado drill that's happening in the state of Michigan at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And I know a lot of cities no longer have sirens. I believe Portage does have alert sirens still, though.
We do. We have the sirens all over town. So when you hear those today at 1 o'clock, it is just a drill. But when you hear them not today at 1 o'clock, that means take cover, because it is that time of year where we expect some inclement weather, so we can't be too safe. So when you do hear those sirens, it's time to take cover. But today when you hear them at 1 o'clock, it's just a drill.
All right. Pat McGinnis has been with us, city manager of the city of Portage. He'll be joining us at this time each week here on WKZO to keep us updated on issues. And we'll talk more about the fiscal year priorities of the Portage City Council again next week. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Ken.